Again, and Sylvia for sponsoring the Shirim now. It should be Refuah Shleima for their fathers, Chaim Avram Yaakov ben Rachel and Yisrael David ben Yonah Leah. They should have a Refuah Shleima. B'soch Shar Chayil Yisrael. Okay, so we are in the middle now of Hakdama Chav Gimel. I should also mention that we started off this series in Ronen's house, in Sylvia's house, and we've moved since then, but we hope to go back at some point when time allows. So now we need the social distancing, but for now we'll do the best we can through Zoom and those who can make it here. So we're in the middle of Hakdama Chav Gimel on page Tav Chav Zayin. And we're talking about some deep things about the Shemos Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the different ways to spell Shemos Hashem with the Miloy, the 72 letter and the 63 and the 45 and Ben, different levels. So now we're going to go through it continued. Ways of writing Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, other deep understandings, and that's as follows. It's called Chilufei Osios Havaya. So you've seen a lot of, I'm not sure if you have seen Svardi Siddurim. If you take a look in Svardi Siddurim, there we go. So David's very versed in these things. It's a very well-used siddur there. And you'll see the Shemos Hashem all over the place, things that you've never heard of. On the outside of mezuzah, you see some like names and things like that. So we'll get a little bit of an insight what these mean. And this is the point, is to kind of build blocks so we could get a deeper understanding. So it's called Chilufei Osios Havaya. Different letters can replace the Havaya letters. What does that mean? So Chiluf Osios Havaya, Beosios Acheros, you could substitute Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with other letters. Mora Al Hastaras Panim. The idea, the message is that the fact that you can't see Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there's some other letters that are replacing it, it means it's hidden. It's there, it's just hidden, which is really like the backbone of all of Chassidus, that Hashem is everywhere, you just can't see it. Hashem is here, we can't see him. Hashem is in the bathroom, we just can't see it. It's just more hidden. So there's certain osios that really highlight that Hashem is even more hidden in certain areas. So how do you get these letters? So he says, Shiniskase or Havaya, the light of Havaya is hidden somewhere. Bilavush shel osios acheros, it's being enclosed by other letters. Nishape charachmim ladin, and the rachmim that was once there, if you came off, okay, has now switched to din, has switched to gvura. The Yesh B'zeh Gimel Ofanim. There are really three different ways Yud-Kei Vav-Kei can be hidden, can be enclosed by other letters. And that's as follows. Aleph. Chiluf Havaya Be'osios HaKodmim. If you take all the letters and move one letter earlier than Aleph Beis. So for example, the Yud, one letter prior is the Tes. Hey, one letter prior is the Dalet, and Vav is one letter prior is Hey, and then another Dalet for the Hey. So Yud-Kei Vav-Kei really turns into Tes, Dalet, Hey Dalet. Right? If you just take those letters and move ahead one letter, you'll get Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So that's one type of letter. We don't like to pronounce these names. Whenever you see Rashi Tevos, that usually means you shouldn't be pronouncing it. So we'll say Tes, Dalet, Hey, Dalet, but not always the case. It could be you can pronounce it. I don't really know. No one ever taught me this. I just have to say for it, so maybe you can pronounce it. But oftentimes when you see these Shemos Hashem or Malachim in Rashi Tevos, you're not supposed to say them. So we'll find out if you can say these. I don't know. But I'm going to avoid saying it. So Tes, Dalet, Hey, Dalet is a Shem Hashem that's supposed to hide the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The next one you've probably seen before, probably didn't notice what it was, but this is found on the outside of mezuzahs, which is Os Bezir, Chiluf Havaya, Be'osios HaMucharos, by moving ahead a letter. Yud turns into a Chaf, and the Hey turns into a Vav, and the Vav turns into a Zayin, and the Vav into a Hey, which gives you the letters Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. That's another way of hiding the letters, of going, advancing one letter than Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Now on this one, take a look at the footnote Yud Zayin. Hashem Hazeh, this name, Kosvin al Klaf HaMezuzah Mibuchot. It's written on the outside of mezuzah, you'll find these letters. Neged Shemos Havaya Shevapasuk Shema Yisrael. V'hu Mesugal L'Shmir. Somehow these are indicating, it highlights a certain protection, which is what the mezuzah is trying to accomplish. Kihema Osios Hadin. Because they're Osios Hadin. We said that when you move away from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to other letters, that represents din and punishment. Ubekoach hadin, he says, hazeh nishmarm v'nitol min achitonim. Din, everything in Yiddishkeit, everything in life has positive or negatives. If you were to ask me whether din is positive or negative, I would tell you din is negative. It implies punishment. It's mitzumtzum, it's stricter, it's more rigid, but also protects. You need an army. Armies are not fun, but armies are necessary to protect the person. So these letters of Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav somehow separate, it's an army that separates all the various forces from the outside. So that's Chaf, Vav, Zayin, Vav. It protects Yud-Kei Vav-Kei inside, and it shields off all the various forces from the outside. That's the second chiluf havaya. The gimel, the third one, is as follows. Chiluf havaya beosios atbash. Okay, great. Now my computer's battery's low. Okay. Is there a plug around here? Sorry, all these technical issues today. Okay, we're going to keep going, guys, until it goes out. I think I've got 20%, so it should be good. So I apologize. We'll catch the recording at the other end if it goes out. So Oz Gimel, the third type is Chiluf Havaya B'Osios Atbash. So we know Atbash Aleph switches with Taf and Beis and Shin. So this gets us, he goes through all the calculations. Mem turns into a Yud, a Tzadi turns into a Hey, a Pei turns into a Vav, and a Tzadi turns into a Hey. That's the letters Mem, Tzadi, Pei Zai, Tzadi. Okay, that's a different Shem of Hashem. And he says further now, Uvizman Hastara Vidin. In a time of hiddenness, like Megillas Esther, or any time of Gullus, like now, Kemo Bimei Bein Metzarim, like we're about to enter into the 3 weeks, which is the darkest time of the year, Sheyesh Hastaris Panim, where Hashem hides his face, Azai Hashem Havaya, Mechusa Umelubash Bilavushim Ukesuyim. Hashem is covered by many, many coverings, many clothings. V'sholten rak halavushin osios hamukdamos hamucharos hamom al hadin. You could only see the outer letters, the letters either prior to the name or the letters after the name, but not the name itself. Hashem Havaya is all hidden. These are these times. Now, take a look, if you want to get really deep, I imagine in David's Sephardi city you might have this. If you look at Osio Tess here, we don't really talk so much about the Shemos Hashem, how to have kavanas, but we could touch upon it. So if you look at Osio Tess, Hamor Mal Hadin. It says, Kasav Marin Arizal writes in a few places, Shebimei Bein HaMetzarim, during the 3 weeks, Yesh Lechavein, if you want to really get to another level, Yesh Lechavein Ba'amiras Baruch Atah Hashem, in the sim of Birchas Avos and Shemona Esrei, the first bracha of Shemona Esrei, you should have Kavanun, and you say Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, have the following Kavan in mind, says the Arizal. La Hashem Havaya, which is a Malubash Bashem Tes Dalad Hey Dalad. That name. I don't know if the Sephardi Siddurma have this. I don't know if my Musik Midrash Siddur has this. It's like a special 3 week period that you say, have in mind these letters. This Shem Hashem in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. And Uba'amru Baruch Ata Hashem B'Siyum Birchas Gvuroth, the next bracha, you should have in mind Hashem Havaya, Ha Malubash Bashem Chav Vav Zayin Vav, the other hidden name of Hashem. And the third bracha of Shemoneh Esrei b'Havaya shebesim birchas kedushas Hashem le'osias Havaya hamalubash b'Hashem mem tadi pei tadi. You should have those in mind. And somehow these are the names that indicate a hiddenness of the Shemos Hashem that we're trying to uncover during the 3 weeks. We know that the 3 weeks, of course, is the time where Hashem is the furthest. But many say, the Baal Shem Tov says, that's actually where he's closest to us, because Hashem is not dressed up like a king, kaviyachal. He's dressed up as one of us. He's wearing all this clothing. So he's just one of us in the street. I got this all, of course, a marshal. But he's closer to us than he normally is. He's not wearing the royal clothing. He's wearing, not a suit even, maybe. He's wearing a regular shirt and jacket. And he's amongst us. So he's closest to us. That's why there's a beautiful piece in Revolbi writes on Tisha B'Av. He talks about how Tisha B'Av is called a moed. And he says, how can it be a moed if Hashem is so far? So he says, Hashem's not far from us on Tisha B'Av. He says, Karav Hashem l'chol karav. Hashem is close to all those who call him. L'chol asher yikru v'emes. As long as you're emes. Meaning, you and I can be very distant from Yiddishkeit. But as long as I'm honest, I know where I'm holding. I know I need to work on this. I need to accomplish this. That means Hashem's close to you. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. L'chol asher yikru v'emes. As long as you're honest with yourself and to Hashem, Hashem's karav to you. So even though you might be very far from what we should be doing, Tisha B'Av celebrates the Moed, which means avad, it means to get together. Hashem is very close to us in a time like Tisha B'Av. So Bein HaMetzarim, even though it's hidden, he's hidden in a way where he's actually more accessible, it seems. And let's go further now. Ve'ilu Hashem HaShemos, these two, Shemos, these two names, of Tes Dalet Hey Dalet, Im Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, the Gematria of all them, Ola Kiminin Ani. Right, the gematria of the first one is always good to the gematria. So, Tes Dalet Hey Dalet is 9 plus 4 plus 5 plus 4 is 17, is 22. And then Chav Vav Zayin Vav is 27, it's 39. 39 plus 22 is 61, if I'm right. And Ani is 61 as well. If everyone followed that, you could check it later on. But that's the Indian of these two together. Why does it add up to Ani? L'horos, Shagam B'so Chalavushim. even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, he encloses himself. He's hiding himself in clothing and hiddenness and darkness. Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach Ba'atma. He himself is still there. Ani. Shamar Kasav Yidatim Ki Ani Hashem I'm Hashem. It doesn't look like me. It seems like I'm not here. It doesn't seem like the world is running the way it should be running. It looks like things are completely crazy. But in the end of the day, it's Ani. Yidatim Ani Hashem. That's tough. Tez Dalet Hey Dalet plus Chav Vav Zayin Vav. And Teidu. Shagam Bizman Hester Panim. Even in the times of hiddenness. Shiroin Rak Halavushim. You only see the outside. Sheolin Kiminin Ani. It adds up to the Gemach of Ani of 61. Gam Sham Nimsa Etzim Havaya Shumidas Rachim. Even in the darkest of places, Hashem is there. And you see oftentimes in life, you know, we've been told this since we were younger, that in the darkest times of life, that's when Hashem is really found. And people don't really believe it. But when you go through life and a person experiences sometimes the lowest points, that's when you see the greatest Yeshuas. On personal life, friends, family's lives, It's true. So he says further now, we touched upon this last week a little bit. There are other ways of Shemos Hashem. It's what's called the Yud Beis Tzerufei Havaya. The 12 ways to now write Shem Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the way to write Shem Hashem. But we spoke about last week that each of the Rosh Chodashim, each month, has a different way, different order of the Yud Kei Vav Kei. It could be Hey Hey Vav Yud, Hey Yud Vav Hey, any permutation. So that's what he calls Arba Osios Hashem Avaya, these four letters, Mitztarfin LeYud Beis Tzerufim Kiminyan Yud Beis Chod Sheshana. There are 12 different permutations, and they each align to a different one of the months. U'bechol Chodesh Meir Tzeruf Echad Me'elah Yud Beis Tzerufim. And each month has a different light, a different energy that comes from depending how you put together the Yud Beis Tzerufim. Now, let's take a look at this footnote here. This footnote is an incredible footnote. I remember, I don't know if anyone here has learned Shari Ora yet. It's a sefer I really wanted to learn. I really want to teach it. I would need really Rav Weinberg's permission to teach Shari Ora. Shari Ora is a sefer written by one of the Rishonim on Kabbalah. It talks about the Sfiros. The Sfardim here could certainly learn. There's no question about the Sfardim. But it talks about the Malchus and Chesed and everything, just definitions. It's not that deep, but it gives you a little Hakdama. The Gra explains that this is the Hakdama into the world of Kabbalah, the world of Panemius. So if you just read the Hakdama, I mean, the first time I read this Hakdama, probably 6 years ago, the first thing Rav Weinberg ever gave me to read on these topics, I was crying reading the Hakdama. So we're going to see a little bit of the Hakdama of what's in there. And once you open the Hakdama, you're not going to be able to stop. Once you start this, you won't stop. Even though it might be hard along the way, it's the Hakdama is like, you want to be inside? You want to know what's really going on in the world? Read this paper. So maybe that's something we could do after this, if I have a reshus from Rav Weinberger. If you take a look now in footnote Chav Beis, Al Hatfilos Ken Kasab Mishnas Chasidim, Muva Bnei Yisachas Minei Yisachar, Uve Mavar Bimor Av Hashemesh, Aidei Shemechavein Hatzir Favaya, by putting the letters together properly, Hasholi Bechodesh Hazel Lamala, depending on which month, Harehu Mamshich Es Or Hashem Yisbarach, you're able to draw out the light. Lahayir lamata, to draw that light down, shehe hesgalus hashchina b'tachtonim, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu his presence in the world below. And we mentioned last week also that if you look in the Nusach Svar Tzidr, no, so I assume a Svardi Tzidr, that on Musaf Rosh Chodesh, that bracha on the end of Musaf, it tells you on the bottom what Havaya to have in mind. Each month is a different Havaya, a different way to spell it. So the Bnei Yisachar writes further, Shakavana Hazehi, what does it mean to have Tzerufe Osios, to different combinations? He says in the Bnei Yisachar, Segula Lekabbalas HaTfila. You want your tefillah to be answered? You have to have the right kavana of the Shem Hashem. Umivar Bezem Medjish Mipnei Ma Yisrael Mispalin Ve'enam Nenanim. Why do we daven? We don't get answered. She'enam Yodim Lispalal B'Shem. We don't know how to daven with Shem Hashem. Asagveyu Kiyadi Shemi Yikre'eni Ve'enayu. Call out, know my name. Call out to me and I'll answer you. This is what the Shari Ora uses this pasuk, this idea, to build the beginning of the Sefer. I'm telling you, you open up the Sefer, you won't be able to put it down. So that's why it's so crucial to know the Shem Hashem of each particular month. This has been lost, unfortunately, for many generations. It's been brought back by the Hasidim, but this is a powerful statement of the Bnei Yisachar. Back inside the text, he says now, B'chol Rosh Chodesh B'tfilas Mosav, like I just said, B'sim ha-bracha, it tells us the conclusion of the middle bracha, yesh lechaven seiruf havaya ha-shaletes b'osa ha-chodesh. You should have in mind that combination, that permutation of the letters that is present, that has the strength in that particular month. Vayideze, through that, zoch lehamshich ur havaya, you're able to draw out the light, ha-miyucha lechodesh, that each month has a special or a special energy, a special light. V'zoch lios nena min ha-shamayim, you'll be able to be zocha to get answered from Shemaim. Right, B'nai Saschar, his whole sefer, the B'nai Saschar, was in order to explain the koach of each month. That's what he dedicates the whole entire B'nai Saschar to.
When you have the Kavanah in Nusach, it's supposed to be just like the letters, not the looking at it as a word. You're supposed to look at it and think in mind, okay, but each one of those letters from the month, not trying to pronounce or anything.
Yeah, no, not pronounce anything. Pronounce, we just say, always say Adnus, and then have in mind those letters. And then, it gets there are many more complicated types of kavanas, but yeah, you should have in mind yudke vavke straight, in addition to the whatever combination it is, and maybe even the pasuk that it stands for as well. If you look in the siddur, it shows you the pasuk. Having all those in mind, and then the kavana. The Gra writes in Shulchan Aruch, though, when it talks about the different Shemos Hashem in a very pashut way, so it says, when you say Shem Hashem of Adnus, yudke vavke, so it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, you should have in mind both Hashem is Haya Hovevihiyah, and he also says Hashem is Adon HaKol, because he also pronounced it as Adon. But then the Gra says all you have to have in mind is Yudke Vavke. Don't be too sophisticated. So it depends. Some are very sophisticated, some are not. But again, ideally a person should have in mind that order of the Osios as it appears in the Siddur. Okay, let's go further now. We'll go a few more minutes. Hine Yudbeis Pamim Havaya B'Gematria. If you take the Gematria of Havaya, 12 times. So what's the Gematria of Havaya? One Havaya? 26. Times 12, so do a little quick math. I'm a math guy. So a little, what? No, so the quick thing is 26 times 10 is 260. That's easy. And 26 times 2 is 52, so 260 with 52 is an easy math. It's 312. So 12 times Havaya is the Gematria of Shin Yud Beis, which is the exact Gematria of Chodesh. Chodesh is Shin is 300, Dal is 4, plus 8, and Ches is 312. So that's mamish the 12 osia, 12 avayas is a chodesh, yeah.
You can also see on Zion at the bottom here, part of the pesukim, I think.
Yeah, here we go. There, each month it has, very good. Yeah, if you look in the bottom, for example, Nisan is Yudke Vavke in order, that's Keseder, and the pasuk for that is Hashem Yismucha Shemaim V'Sogel Ha'aretz, and each one has its own pasuk, very good. So reading further now, it says, Hu Lashon Chiddush, each month is a chiddush, is a certain, something new to the month. Each month, there's something new that happens. Something new in the world could happen based on that tzir, based on that Shem Hashem, based on that Yudke Vavke of the month. Tammuz, for example, this month is Tammuz. It says the tzirif of Tammuz is Hey Vav Hey Yud, which is backwards, which is always the worst. The word, everything, whenever things are backwards, whenever you have a the kinos going from tuf to aleph, that's always the worst. Things are backwards. So that's hey vav hey yud is the worst. And the B'nai Sascha talks about why this is backwards as opposed to av, which is almost completely forward, except for the yud. So somehow tam is even worse than av. Yeah.
It's the perfect example.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, very good. Exactly. Yeah, that whole thing. The darkest times in life, that moment when he said, Zayin Shavali, Mamish, everything was Nafochu. Okay, so then he says further, the Nizgala Hanhagas Hashem Yisbarach Ba'olam Kifi Bechina Satzir Fahu. Fine. Now, there's a nice footnote here. You can read on your own, but maybe go to the next page, and where it says the Bedegel Machne Ephraim. The Degel Machne Ephraim, he says, Kasev, Nikra Zeh Chodesh Aviv. Aviv, Nisan is called Aviv, it's called the month of spring. And why is it Chodesh Aviv? Shu'osios Av Yudbeis. It's the father of the Yudbeis. Because Nisan, Aviv, is Yudkevavke. Everything's in the right order. So this is the father, this is the source of everything, of the other 12. Shu'av L'chol HaYudbeis Chadashim V'Tzerufei Avaya. Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Aviv is the father of all the other months. Shu'at Tzeiruf HaRishon Keseid HaShem Havaya Baruch Hu V'Ashar. I'm about to lose you guys on Zoom. I apologize when it goes out. So it's the really the everything's in order. Vashar, all the other terufim are nikram toldos, are called the toldos, the byproducts of them. Gam hu osios biav shuav v'rishon lechulon v'lechach mimenu nifsak v'nidan kol and yani molochim v'sirara l'rumam zeh la'ashbel zeh. That's why Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh of the Molochim, the kings count from Nisan, the years from the Nisan. Hakol tali be'echad b'nisan. Everything starts off with echad b'nisan. And there's more to say here. Let's go a little bit further. U'mispar ha'osiel shel elah yudbeis terufei havaya. So now how many letters are used? Each month there are four letters. There's four havayas. Right? Not the gematria, just letters. Four letters is a havaya. We use times 12. There are 48 letters that are used over the course of the year. Four for each month. Regardless how you spell it. Yud hey vav hey, yud vav hey hey. There are 48 letters in total. 12 times 4. Hu moach, brain, memches. Ukineged ze, tziva Hashem yizbarach la'asos memches, krashim la'mishkam. There are 48 different krashim in the Mishkan, 48 boards. Sorry, David. A lot of flipping the pages here. It's a gang exercise. He'll learn his lesson for next time to buy the Sefer. B'chdei she'yei she'y makom, sha'am makom la'ashras Hashem avaya b'chol yud beiz b'chinoseh. Because the whole idea of the months in the Shemus Hashem is to bring Hashem down in the world, the Shechina. The Mishkan was to build a house to bring the Shechina in there as well. So 48 is a key number to bring the Shechina down. The Memches. Right, four letters of each month times 12 is 48. So whenever you see Memches, it's indicative of the Shechina being Shara. It's actually quite interesting here. If you look at footnote Chaf Hei, on the bottom of that footnote, it says the letter Aleph there. He lists nine different places where we see the number 48. Just to see this, you know, if you don't believe in the number in this instance, you'll believe it after 9/11. So he says 48 Krashim of the Mishkan. He says 48 years Ben Menches. That Avram was 48 when he first recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei Olam, according to one Medrash, he was 48 to recognize the Shechina. There are 48 places where the Ger is mentioned in the Torah, which represents the Ger saw the Gilui Shechina. There are 48 Kinani Torah, which is the different levels of getting closer to the Shechina. There are 48 cities of the Levim. Levim are the people who bring and sing and bring the Shechina in this world. There are 48, this is a little bit deeper without explaining what this means, but there's 48 tipum that come from Gan Eden, come down to the world. There are 48 tipum that go up from the world, which represent the 48 Nevi'im that we have in Klal Yisrael. And there are 48, the Luchos was 24 by 6, so 24 long. We had two sets of Luchos, so 24 times 24 is 48, so that's also that. And finally, he says, Yeshua set up 48 different rocks in four different places when he entered Eretz Yisrael to highlight the Shechina in Shorah in Eretz Yisrael. So that's Memchas, that's what this all represents. I think that's enough numbers for tonight, guys. So maybe we'll stop here, because my battery's about to die. So we'll, Mitzvah Hashem, continue next week. And have a good night. Shkoyach Ronen again. Shkoyach to you.